Get ready to be inspired as we share some of the best listener money wins of this season coming right up. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. I am happy to have you back for this mini episode, the last one of this season. This is Jen Hemphill, your host. And in today's mini episode, I'm going to share with you some of the best money wins of this season. So get ready because it's going to be a lot of fun. But before I do that, I wanted to get into why money wins are important, what they are, just in case this is your first time listening. Now, there are no perfect answers for money wins. The perfect answer is really your answer. And a money win can be directly related to your money or indirectly related. It can be a big win or a small win. It doesn't matter the size. The important part of this is to celebrate it. By acknowledging our money wins, we lessen whatever overwhelm, stress, frustration, etc. we are feeling about our money, which in turn allows us to think more clearly so we can make better decisions. That is the big importance of acknowledging and celebrating your money wins. It gives us an instant boost. It gives us that ability to think more clearly. So I wanted to make sure I emphasize that just in case you're new to us, because it's very, very important. We celebrate money wins all the time. And just in case you're also new, I am sharing those money wins from different people in our community, which will hopefully inspire you and really get those juices flowing in terms of thinking that could have been a money win or that is a money win. So that way you can keep track. And really another important piece of this is to keep a sheet or a notebook where you're writing down what those money wins are. So when you are having a bad day or you're just needing a boost or some motivation, you can refer to that journal, that notebook, that sheet of paper, wherever you have it, and instantly you will feel better, I promise. Now let's get into the money wins of our community. Christina shared recently that she got 3 paychecks in the mail. And another employer deposited some money that she forgot about. Kyla shared that she got a surprise promotion this week, which is amazing. And she's excited because that is more money. And she did celebrate with a celebration dinner. But hey, no biggie, right? She got a promotion. So that is fantastic. Christy shared recently that they ate out dinner one time this week, and that was it. The rest of the time they ate at home. And she also mentioned that's tough when you have a newborn and you want to do with what is easy, which I completely relate to, even though my kids are older, but I remember that. And still to this day with kids, it's just you want to do whatever is easier. But I completely get that. Lauren shared that she accidentally threw her car keys in the dumpster. And her parents, she knew her parents had a spare, and it was going to cost her $200 for a new key and to have it programmed. But she found the valet key in the glove box, so that saved her that money. That is awesome. Veronica shared that she made it out of the grocery store spending under $200, which is fantastic. Helen shared that this month she stuck with her budget, which she is very proud of. And even though she had an anticipated spend on a deposit because they're moving into a house, she was very proud of herself because she cut down her budget or what she is spending on quite drastically. And she didn't think she'd meet this deposit within her first month. So that is actually 2 wins. That is fantastic. And then Casey shared that she's constantly being reminded that giving is just as important as saving. And she has some times where she's worrying about sales in her business and she will do a monthly charitable donation, and bam, she has a big sale the next day, which is fantastic. Now, Amber shared that her alternator died in her car, and her husband spent the entire day fixing it himself, saving almost $800. Talk about a money win. That is pretty big. And she is grateful for her husband's skill and being able to do so, because I wish we were able to do that. That's fantastic. So those are some money wins that we had in our community this season. I hope these inspired you. If you are not keeping track of your money wins, I encourage you to do so. Write them down. Buy a special notebook. This is one of those times that you can go to Target and really splurge on a nice notebook. They have all sorts of notebooks, or it doesn't have to be Target, but sometimes we talk about Target in ways that we go to spend on certain things and we come out with others. Well, this is your justified excuse to go buy yourself a nice journal notebook to keep track of those money wins. Next week, we start with fresh new episodes. Get ready to kick off season 9. I'm excited and pumped about what's to come in season 9. And don't forget, if you love this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you shared it with your friend, coworkers, strangers, family members, whoever you feel would benefit from this podcast. I appreciate you listening, and we will talk again next Thursday. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.